Hello, fellow podcast travelers. Welcome to Saybrook Insights, a production of Saybrook University, an accredited, nonprofit, private institution of higher learning headquartered in Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, president and host of this podcast. Today's episode features one of our illustrious integrative medicine and health sciences faculty members facilitating a mindful moment. We hope you find this experience an opportunity to recenter and relax. For more information about Saybrook and its programs, go to www.saybrook.edu. And now, join us for a mindful moment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Mindful Moments in Meditation. I'm Dr. Louanne Fortune with the College of Integrative Medicine and Health Sciences at Saybrook University. And today it's my pleasure to introduce our guest leader, Dr. Odell Johnson, who is the founder of the Institute of Education and Justice. He is a faculty member at our affiliate, Pacific Oaks College, and he is a 2017 graduate of our Humanistic Psychology Department at Saybrook, and he'll be leading us today. Welcome, Dr. Odell.
Thank you for having me. My name is Dr. Odell Johnson, and it's a pleasure to be here with you today. And welcome to Soul Field Meditations. And I actually named this Soul Field Meditations because I believe that meditation, you know, kind of starts somewhere on the inside. We as individuals have that place, that special spot inside of ourselves that we can tap into that's always there. But due to the layers of all the different things that we experience in our daily life, the challenges that we have, that sometimes we forget that it's there, but it's right there waiting for us. Meditation is a good form, a good process in order to tap into that part of ourselves that we normally do not know that even exists in many cases. I've been a meditator for the last 3 years. I started meditating based on the trauma and the stress of just everyday life. And so this particular meditation today, it's kind of special to me because it really is centered around the trauma that we're experiencing in our society today, the new Black Lives Movement, the police brutality, mass incarceration, and just the racial, you know, strife that everyone is experiencing. There's so much confusion out here now about what's next, what are the next steps, and then not to mention that we have the virus that we are also contending with. And so my meditation today is really centered around reducing stress associated with traumas related to our societal conditions that we're experiencing today. So I'd like to ask everyone to just kind of sit comfortably. Just find a space, quiet space within yourself. Place your hands on your knees and just feel your feet flat on the floor. And just begin to start taking a deep breath in at the count of 1, 2, 3. And exhale, 1, 2, 3. Inhale gently, 1, 2, 3. And just exhale at ease. Meditation is the process of really clearing your mind. It's like taking a broom and just sweeping through all the debris of toxicity experiences. And in meditation, it's an effortless process. In meditation, we don't try to get to that, to get into this place of peace, and we just don't have any expectations. We just allow the process to take on its own organic nature. Meditation is a place that we all would like to be and should be. We have 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And after each thought, there's an ending to that thought, and there's a gap between the next thought that begins. So meditation, we try to get into that gap. our goal is to get into the gap. And when I say we try, we don't try it. We don't push ourselves to get there. We don't expect that it's going to be that place we're going to be. But if we just meditate gently and we meditate regularly, we'll find ourselves between the gap of our thoughts. And that's where we live. So let's look at the meditation. Before we begin this meditation, I'd like to ask the community three questions. Who am I? Who am I now in this place, in this space that I'm experiencing? The things I'm hearing from media, the things I'm hearing from associates and friends and colleagues, those conversations, who am I in this place? Just think on that just a minute. Don't worry about answering those questions. Just let that resonate. Who am I? What do I want? The second question. What do I want in my own life? It could be material, it could be spiritual, it could be ethereal. What do I want? What do I want this world to be? What do I want myself to be? Because every day we change our thoughts about what we want, who we are, just based on the conditions and the environment in which we live in. So what do I want? Just don't worry about answering that question as well. And the third and final question is, what is my dharma? What's my dharma? My purpose in life. How can I serve when I identify my purpose back to the world? How can I address the things that are happening in society today, in my own space? How can I show up in my life, in the lives of others, that can help empower them as I empower myself? What is my purpose at this time in my life? Take a deep breath in, breathing in deeply, and releasing gently. In, one, two, three, and out. Exhale slowly. Breathing in all the things that serve us, and releasing the things that do not serve us. We know what those things are. So before we begin our meditation, I would like to start out and just kind of give a primordial sound of a mantra. And the mantra will act as a vehicle to distract away from the thoughts. While you're in meditation, oftentimes thoughts are coming in, you hear noises on the outside. You're thinking about what you're going to cook for dinner. You're thinking about what you're going to do throughout the day. But when those thoughts begin to enter, just begin to reflect back on your mantra. So the mantra I would ask you to repeat after me is Soham. Soham, Soham, Soham. It's a primordial sound. It's not connected to anything in the outer world. It's no more than just a drop of water falling from a rock down to the lake or the ocean. It's just a drip. Soham, Soham, Soham. Let's repeat that again. Soham, Soham, Soham. And let's begin to whisper that. Soham, Soham, Soham. And now let's take it inwardly and repeat it to ourselves. And when the thoughts begin to come, just go back to your mantra. Soham, Soham, Soham. So at this point, I would like to go into our meditation. While you're taking deep breaths, saying Soham, Soham inwardly, continue to repeat that. And don't worry about the details of the answers to those questions. Allow the universe to provide the details. Continue to breathe in and out, in and out. We when this meditation is come to an end, I will say the meditation is over. And if you feel comfortable to open your eyes at that time, feel free to do so. If you feel like you want to wait a little while longer for a few more seconds, open your eyes at will when you're comfortable. Meditating on those questions, let those questions be your guide in this meditation. Let those questions be focused on what you're feeling right now. Let those questions be directed toward what's happening right now in your world. Breathe it in. And breathe it out. The two things that can happen during meditation is that you receive a lot of thoughts. Another is that your body will take what it needs. If you sleep or you're tired, feeling fatigued, your body will respond by allowing you to go to sleep. There's no right or wrong in practicing meditation. It doesn't take expertise. All it takes is the action and the practice of getting still. And moving in toward your inner self of who you are. Continue to breathe in and out. So hum. We are now about to close this meditation. And again, if you feel comfortable, you can now slowly open your eyes. And for those of you who want to just kind of stay in that place of meditating, it's okay if you keep your eyes closed for a few more seconds. In and out. So hum. This ends this meditation. Thank you for your participation. I look forward to meditating with you.